This is KUNM. I'm Ed Williams. For many voters, choosing who should be commander-in-chief includes weighing how the United States will relate to the rest of the world. KUNM's Marisa DeMarco hung out in the classroom with a soldier who's also a college student at the University of New Mexico. He's voting for the first time in 2016 because foreign affairs and national security are his top concerns.
So, but still, guys, we got 75 for 75. You can't beat that, right?
My name is Joshua Ramirez. I'm currently a senior at UNM. I'll be graduating in May. I'm a third-generation Army soldier. My grandfather served in World War II. My dad served in Vietnam. It's always been an option in my house. So when I was 24, I wasn't really doing much with my life at that time, and I decided to take up arms and go serve my country. And second of all, I wanted to get my school paid for. And coming from a family that doesn't have a whole lot of money, this was my opportunity to be the first male to graduate in my family from college. Oh man, my dream job would probably be to work in advertising, to do some kind of consulting or part of a creative team that comes up with these ads. We are going to my strategic planning and positioning class. It is taught by Professor Judith White.
We're going to decide as a class how we pick the teams. And then if you don't like it, well, it's kind of like if you vote for the wrong candidate and you get him or her and they're horrible, you voted for him. So that's the principle we're going to have here.
I've received a lot of flack from my peers from not voting in the past. You know, I've always been told if you don't vote, then you don't have a right to say anything or complain afterwards. So that being said, I figured, well, I'm going to vote this year and then maybe have something to complain about afterwards. I registered Republican. There's a laundry list of why I'm not going to vote for Trump. I believe that he's really not the man for the job, to be honest. I think that he's a good businessman, but I mean, if you look at his failures, he's also had a lot of failures, too, to go along with his successes. I served almost 5 years active duty in the Army, at least until October of next year. They still reserve the right to call me into action. And if they are going to call me into action, it will be strictly to deploy. There's a lot of people looking at us right now all over the world. And I would say that maybe 100% of them are saying no to Trump as well. My biggest thing would be foreign policy. We have a lot of things going on around the world right now that affect us. Terrorism is number one for me. Being somebody who worked in a defensive job while I was active duty in the Army, I'm very concerned about the United States' safety. I feel that the more friends you have, the safer you feel.
Any ideas? Any suggestions? Anyone brave enough to make a suggestion? Yes. Josh is always the first to make a suggestion.
Use the same teams.
Yes. I'm going to vote for either Hillary or Gary Johnson. I like her experience. I like that she has great relations with a lot of our foreign allies, and they already know her. There's an aspect of familiarity where people would be more comfortable with her. When I was active duty, I received a secret clearance. You are taught, and it is beaten in you, what you can do and what you cannot do. With Hillary and her whole email situation, that definitely made me lose a lot of trust in her. The biggest misconception is that the majority of the military is Republican. The younger millennials are the reason why Bernie Sanders even had a chance. And that's who's fighting for our country right now. The people who serve our country, they're 18 years old, they're 19 years old, they're 20 years old. I am going to vote for the first time this year. At age 31, this is the first time that I've ever really took it this serious. I feel that we're at a pivotal point in our country right now.
Find our ongoing Voices Behind the Vote series and all of our 2016 election coverage online at KUNM.org.